From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The insurgency in Iraq shows no sign of abating. Today, two more suicide car bombers struck in Baghdad. The Iraqi government says one blast killed at least 8 people and wounded more than 20 others at an Iraqi police checkpoint. The attacks coincided with a U.S. military operation against suspected insurgent hideouts in central Baghdad and American airstrikes in and around Fallujah, west of the capital. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The first suicide bomber of the day killed only himself as U.S. soldiers fired into his car, causing it to detonate before it could reach its target. But here, in an older commercial section of the city, the second bomber strewed bodies in his wake and added another layer of pain and misery to an already bewildered Iraqi public. 31-year-old Ahmed al-Din was selling shoes when the bomb went off. This is a good time of year for business because parents come to the nearby stationery shops looking for back-to-school items for their children. Al-Din says first the Americans blocked off the street, then they were replaced by what he calls the miserable Iraqi police, who soon became targets yet again.
A red Malibu car drove up to the police, but they turned him back. But as he drove his car around, he exploded himself near many, many victims from the police. Poor guys, there were 6 police cars destroyed in addition to the civilian ones.
Electronic shop owner Salah Al-Araji speaks into a cell phone, letting his family know he's unhurt. An employee sweeps the shards of glass off the floor, and he gives a common response when asked if he feels the need to move to take more precautions in this environment. Where would he move, asks Al-Araji, saying he's waiting for a better day, provided not by the Americans or the interim Iraqi government, but by God.
No, I will stay in this place. There is no reason to find a new shop. I'm not thinking of any new security measures, because I have faith that there will be a good future, God willing.
One injured police officer said he's convinced most of the fatalities were fellow officers. He's not sure how he survived. The checkpoint was put up to keep cars from crossing the river toward Haifa Street, an insurgent stronghold that came under renewed attack this morning by U.S. forces. Iraqi officials said some 63 insurgents were arrested in the raids, including foreign fighters. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the foreigners included Egyptians, Syrians, and Sudanese. In the dangerous cities to the west of Baghdad, more American airstrikes last night and this morning had the U.S. military claiming success in targeting followers of Mousab al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian suspected of ties to al-Qaeda. In a statement, the military estimated 60 foreign fighters killed, especially in a strike that destroyed 3 buildings outside Fallujah. Iraqi officials and medical workers had a different tally. Their record showed 45 killed and 27 wounded, and officials said more than a dozen children were on the wounded list. The American statement said its forces tracked surviving insurgents to a nearby village, but broke off pursuit as the fighters mixed with the civilian population. There are talks going on between Iraqi interim government leaders and both Sunni and Shiite tribal leaders on the subject of disarming militias in exchange for military pullbacks. But Vice President Ibrahim al-Jafri said today there were no agreements yet. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.